I don't know what to do. Every day I have found something to do, but not to today. I just feel numb, empty and useless. I've never felt this way before, even when our brother Lazarus died. Then I just kept busy. It's my way of coping. And of course, then we still had him. I remember sending for him. My brother was a hard worker, but he was never strong. I always was much stronger. And when my brother got sick that time, I knew it was serious, so I sent for him. We had had such good times when he came. The house was always filled with people, filled with life. I enjoyed looking after them and being busy. I always wanted things to be the best. We don't have much, but what we have, well, I wanted it to be the best, just for him. My sister, she had a different approach. She was always a good listener. I think they thought I didn't listen, but I did. I just can't sit and listen. My hands have to be doing things. That's when I listen best. Now I'm doing nothing, and I hear only silence, and see only those terrible scenes from yesterday. I just can't get them out of my mind. Why did he let them do that to him? And where had all the men gone? It was only us left in the end. Just us women. And we could do nothing. Why didn't he do something? That's what I don't understand. When Lazarus was sick, I remember sending for him. He came. I knew he wouldn't refuse. He was too late. We had already buried my brother. Yet I knew he hadn't come to mourn. He loved us, and we loved him. He was a doer, you see, just like me. But I was angry and hurting. He could have come sooner. But I knew. Even then I knew he could. He would do something. Yes, I said. You are the Messiah, the Christ. You can do something. You can even bring the dead back to life. And he did. Oh, now that's really doing something. But now we've buried him. And all we can do is wait. Wait. And I hate waiting. And I'm waiting to hear his voice again. Now I'm listening and praying that what you said, Lord, will be true. Now, you are the resurrection. And despite everything, I still believe in my heart that you are the Christ. Just don't mind the tears. And please, don't keep me waiting too long. There's so much to do.